Well, the Home Secretary Theresa May was in North Cornwall yesterday. I asked her for her reaction.
Survivors haven't been excluded from the process, but they are not on the panel itself. And there's a reason for that. It's a legal reason. It's because nobody can sit on the panel who has an interest in the work of the panel, who has somebody who might have been affected by the issue that the panel is looking into. This is a crucial issue. I've been very clear all along. I wanted survivors to have their voice heard. The point of setting up the child abuse inquiry is to make sure that we can learn the lessons of the past. We can only do that if we hear from survivors, hear about their experiences. So survivors will be able to give evidence to the inquiry, and crucially, they will be able to be advisors to the inquiry, so that a group of survivors will be there for the inquiry chairman, Justice Goddard, and the members of the panel to work with as they're taking the inquiry through. So it's just they can't legally, there's a legal issue about them being actual members of the inquiry.
They said they put forward a compromise deal for two elected members to actually sit on the inquiry. They said that's been rejected, and unless that happens, they won't be able to accept the findings of the inquiry.
Well, certainly we've been talking in the past about the possibility of members being on. There's a letter I know that has been sent in to me as Home Secretary, which I have not yet seen. So it's possible this issue of elected members is within that letter. But the situation in the legalities of the Act that sets up these sorts of inquiries, the Inquiries Act, is that it is very difficult for survivors to be members of the inquiry, because it is said that they have a direct interest in the issue that the inquiry is looking at. But survivors, the intention is for the survivor's voice is absolutely central to this inquiry, and the intention is that they will have a group that will be advising the inquiry. That's what Justice Goddard has, as I understand it, set up. Now, the inquiry is now, of course, independent. It is up to Justice Goddard and the inquiry panel to decide how the inquiry is going to be taken forward.
But by saying survivors lack objectivity, they say that actually puts the process back for child abuse survivors by 20 years and more.
No, it doesn't. And we're not saying that survivors lack objectivity. I've been working with survivors. I've met many survivors now. And I know how keen they are to ensure that this inquiry can go ahead, can get to the answers, can get to the truth. But none of us want a situation where the inquiry reports and people are able to say that the report should be discounted, should be set to one side because the process hasn't been a proper one. That's so important. We've got to make sure this inquiry actually gets to the truth. That's in the interests of survivors, but it's also in the interests of our society.
But the judicial review, or filing for a judicial review, makes the inquiry look as though it has yet another setback.
Well, obviously, we wait to see what the outcome, if there is a judicial review process, we wait to see what the outcome of that is. Meanwhile, Justice Goddard and the panel and the Secretariat are getting on with the work of the inquiry. This is an important inquiry. I believe what we've seen so far in terms of child sexual abuse is just the tip of the iceberg. I think it is important this inquiry is able to get on with its work, to get to the truth. And crucially, not just that we get to the truth, but that we learn lessons. Because what we've seen, sadly, with the issues more recently in places like Rotherham, is that this is not an issue of the past. Child sexual abuse, child sexual exploitation is taking place today in towns and cities across the country. We need to understand why those whose duty it is to protect children have not been doing that.
Do you stand by the decision not to bring prosecution against Greville Janner?
I was very concerned when I heard about this decision. It's not my decision. It's an entirely independent decision for the Director of Public Prosecutions. I've been very clear in everything I have said so far about the child sexual abuse issue and about the cases, that I expect to see justice done.
The Home Secretary Theresa May speaking to me yesterday afternoon.